The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. Fantastic. So, welcome everyone. A warm welcome wherever in the world you are. Whatever your background, whether you're regular at happy hours, your first time, so happy you're joining. Delighted to be practicing together in the Sangha. You are welcome. So happy you're here. Whatever your background, your race, your nationality, your color, your sexual orientation, however you identify, your age, however you identify, so happy to have such a diverse Sangha from all around the world. It makes my heart happy, fills my heart with metta, just sitting with you, even before we start practicing. So, for the theme for tonight's practice, and by the way, I'm sure I left many categories out, but however you identify, lovely to have you. So, the theme for tonight is two little words: love heals. Love heals. Love is this amazing healing potential that we have. And for our guided practice for this session, I wanted to invite us to practice love for ourselves. And to invite this power of love to hold any challenge, any difficulty, any pain, any sorrow, any suffering that we might be experiencing right now or today or in recent times, to really invite this power of love, this soothing power of love to hold, to heal what needs to be healed. And it can happen. And knowing that even if the transformation may not happen in this short period of our practice together, but we are planting seeds. We are definitely planting seeds for healing, for nourishment, for support for ourselves through our own self-love, through the self-love that both feels like it's our own and yet, feeling that there is a sense of grace, beauty, and love that pervades through this universe in a way that may not be effable. And it is there if we tune, if we allow our antennas to be tuned, to just feel nourished, to drink from this river, from this gushing river that's healing. Our sorrows, our challenges can be held, can be moistened. It doesn't have to feel so dry and rubbing against each other. The word dukkha, which is the word often translated as suffering from Pali, originally meant an ill-fitting, kind of ill-fitting, an axle that's ill-fitting from the times of the Buddha when there was a wheel and there was the axle in the middle and it didn't fit right. It was just ill-fitting. There was this friction and it was bumpy. When there is a sense of dukkha, suffering, it's bumpy, something in our lives. There's just this, oh, we don't want it to be this way. It's hard. It's why is it this way? Can we invite This feeling of love, just relaxing, relaxing in the moment, just relaxing, finding refuge in a moment of love that can be healing. So with that, I'd like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. If you need to shift and move, in order to sit up more straight, or if you need to lie down to be comfortable, that's okay too. See what your body needs right now. Decide how your body will be most supported through this practice. And landing in this body. Landing with the breath. First and foremost, arriving with the sensations of the body. Arriving with each breath. Receiving. Relaxing the body. Relaxing the body with the next out-breath. And receiving the breath in the abdomen. Receiving the entirety of the in-breath and the entirety of the out-breath. I'm going to invite you, actually, as if you were hugging a teddy bear, how you would put your hands around a teddy bear, little teddy bear. Put your hands around your belly. Hugging your belly. Receiving the in-breath and the out-breath. As the belly moves as if you're hugging this teddy bear that's your belly. As if you were an expecting mother, as you've seen expecting mothers, or you've been one, putting their hands on the top and the bottom of the belly, holding the protrusion, doing the same. And the little unborn beloved child you're holding is yourself. Holding with tenderness, as if your hands. Of this power of tenderness. They're empowered through healing. The tenderest touch holding yourself. Bringing your awareness to the sensations in your hands, your arms, feeling the breath moving in and out, the entirety of the breath, the beginning, middle, end of the in-breath. The little pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. Feeling it all. The pause, the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. And the pause between the out-breath and the in-breath, feeling that too. Letting this gesture of holding your belly with both hands tenderly, gently, this unborn, tender, little one, fragile, needing love, support, nourishment. That is you. As you continue to hold your belly with both hands, one on the bottom, one on top, imagining that these tender, loving, compassionate, soothing hands are holding not just your belly, but your whole body with care. For some people, a gentle tap is a sign of affection. Now, now, sweetie. There, there. Here, here. Experiment if this is a gesture that feels loving, caring for you. Or maybe just gently rubbing a little bit with your fingers up and down. Whatever works for you, or maybe just hold still. Receiving, receiving the breath. The entire movement of the breath. Noticing that each breath calms and soothes your heart, to your entire body. Received with love. With tenderness. And if thoughts are arising, visiting past or future, it's okay. Part of this practice to learn how to work with them kindly. Know they're coming up, arising, smile at them. And invite them to be held, literally, as you're putting your hands on your belly. Inviting to feel held figuratively in your belly, in your abdomen, be breathed. Feel embodied. Now, if you wish, just as you're holding, continue to hold yourself. You can stay with just holding yourself, your belly, with tenderness, with care, gently. And if you wish, you can follow the next invitation to bring to mind something about your life right now. It's been challenging, maybe today, or maybe not bring up the most challenging thing, perhaps, but number two or three. So that there is some more stability to work with what's arising. And if you're an experienced practitioner, and you know your way, bringing the biggest one is okay. And if you're newer to the practice, bring something a little lower on the ladder. Something that's been a little challenging for you, difficult. And the same care that you've been holding yourself, your body. Let this too be held. Maybe it brings up some sadness or tenderness to your heart. You're welcome, if you wish, to move one of your hands to the middle of your chest, to your heart center, and hold yourself, hold your heart tenderly with the same gesture, and leave the other hand still on the belly. Or you can leave both hands on the belly or both on the heart. This session is a visceral one, really working with holding ourselves, literally holding ourselves. Be such a powerful gesture. Holding your heart. Holding your heart. Holding yourself with what's arising. With tenderness, with care. Oh, sweetie, this has been challenging. This has been hard. I know. I'm here for you. I hold you with care, with love. Not with self-judgment. Just with care, acknowledging how difficult it's been. If anybody else, anyone else was in your situation, the situation you were in or you are in, the same background, same experiences, the same causes and condition in life. If they met this challenge, they too would be feeling the same way. It would have been challenging. It's challenging for anyone. For any human being, just like me, others would have been challenged, sad, hurt, suffered. And my challenge, the way I suffered, experienced pain, sadness, or experienced pain is just like anyone else. Just like anyone else. So many human beings in the world have probably experienced something similar to this situation, to this pain at some point. Maybe they're human beings right now, somewhere in the world, who are experiencing this, just this, and I'm not alone. I'm not alone. And this heaviness, and this challenge. I hold my heart, I hold myself. With love, with kindness, with tenderness. Just holding. Just holding with love without expecting, wanting any outcome, anything to happen. Just holding with love. And as if my heart weren't just touching my hand, or as if my hand, in a gesture of care, soothing, love, weren't just holding and touching my heart, but the hearts of many other beings in the world. Traveling in space, maybe in time. Touching their hearts. Another being, another age, another race, another nationality, language. Maybe with the same challenge, similar challenge. Touching their heart, I understand. Me too, you too. Sibling, friend. May you be free from this sorrow. May you be free from this pain. May you have ease. With this challenge. Touching your heart, holding with care. As if you're holding many hearts with love and care. Resonating with the same similar challenge. You can just hold without words, just holding with love, with care. Or if you wish to use phrases of compassion, you can use them or not. I'll offer a couple of them again. May I have ease. May I have peace with this challenge. With the sorrow, with this pain. Or may I be free from this challenge, sorrow, pain, suffering, whatever words you like to choose. Or you can let it be wordless, just holding. Holding yourself. Holding others. Holding all of you. All of us. See what works best for you. Holding, holding with love, with care, with tenderness. As if you're holding a tender newborn or not yet born little being. May I have ease in the midst of this challenge. Hold myself with care, with understanding. May I have ease. May I have peace with this sorrow, with this challenge, with this pain. May I be free from this suffering. I care for my own challenge, for my own pain. I appreciate myself. As I work with this challenge, I care for myself as I work with this challenge. If you find your mind wanders, bring it back, invite it gently, invite it to come back to the body, to your abdomen, to your breath, to your heart. The warmth and care and love of holding yourself. For the last moments of this practice period, holding yourself with deep appreciation and love and care for having practiced, having shown up, regardless to attachment to the outcome, for whatever arose or did not arise. Even if the mind was distracted or sleepy, doesn't matter. You showed up holding your heart. Thank you, me. Thank you. I appreciate the inner goodness, the intentionality to have showed up and to have planted seeds. That's all. Planting seeds, trusting that. And may our planting seeds, planting of seeds, support healing, ease, happiness, joy, goodness for ourselves and all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice. Happy hour, Sangha. Thank you. Deeply thank you for your practice. So, I'll change the chat settings. If you'd like to share any reflections or questions from what you experienced or what came up for you, you can type them in chat or you can raise your blue hand. I can ask you to unmute, and the way you will find your blue hand is click on participants, and under the window that opens, there is raise hand. You'll see a raise hand button, or if you're on an iPad, it's under the three dots. So one thing that I'll share is it's so powerful. It's so powerful to make contact physically with ourselves, putting a hand in our heart center, in our belly, which you can't see, but my other hand is on my belly. And there's something very soothing, very healing about this. And especially at the beginning when I invited you to put both hands on your belly as if you're holding your belly and calming and soothing, just the sense of calming and soothing. For me, in this practice of practicing with you, was so profound, reconnecting with that, and many people have also many people practice when they're practicing self-compassion, holding one hand on their belly and one hand on their heart. So it's very common to see that on if you go to meditation retreats, very common to see people sitting one hand on their heart, one hand on their belly, just holding themselves with challenges that come up. Gao Ying asks, what is the difference between self-love and self-compassion? Excellent question. So love, or the word for love, metta, loving kindness, love, kindness. When love meets suffering, it gets expressed as compassion. So one way that it is said, I just learned this recently, it is said, and I don't know who originated it to give them credit, but anyway, compassion is the love child of metta and suffering. So when metta, or love, meets suffering, it gets expressed as compassion. So the difference between self-love and self-compassion is self-love is just when you're holding yourself with care. May I be safe, may I be happy, may I be well. If that love then meets something that's really challenging, as I was inviting you specifically tonight to bring up something challenging, then it becomes a practice of self-compassion. Then it's no longer self-metta, it becomes self-compassion. That's the difference. And thank you for the question. Yeah, and we have a couple of comments on YouTube. Charlie, who was on Zoom, and I think he had to hop on YouTube, says, oxytocin. Yes, exactly, Charlie, oxytocin. And Susan, who usually joins us in Zoom, says, missing you all on Zoom. Schedule conflict, but with you in spirit. Oh, that's lovely. So, any other reflections you like to share from your practice? What came up for you? What did you notice? I'd love to hear from you. How was it? Oxytocin. I love that. It's how I feel. Yeah. Thank you, April. April offers to meet my pain with care and compassion. Lovely. Beautiful. Yeah. And how did that feel, April? Would you like to say more? You're welcome to. You don't have to. You can pass.
Yeah. It's a way to undo the conditioning of meeting my pain with frustration and impatience and being like, oh, why do I feel like this? Why is this here? What did I do wrong? And then like, well, pain is kind of inevitable. So maybe if I started meeting it with compassion and understanding, that would be better.
Beautiful. My eyes are getting moist hearing you talk about your practice, April. Thank you for sharing that. Beautifully said.
Welcome.
Yeah. Robin offers on YouTube, very healing. Thank you. You're welcome, Robin. I'm glad you are able to join us tonight. Any other reflections? Yes, Neil says, the meditation was sweet, tender, and nurturing. Ah, lovely. I'm glad that's how it felt. Sweet, tender, and nurturing for you. Lovely. Yeah. And just to say one more reflection, as I'm reflecting on what April brought up, which is so important, such a wise observation April brought up, which is we often meet our suffering with judgment, like, oh, can't you do this better? Like, come on, get it together, blah, 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 right? We don't recognize, oh, I'm hurting. This is hard. This is hard. So the moment that we actually recognize that there is suffering and meeting it with kindness, we can actually, we can both heal and also whatever it is that we're having challenge with, we can actually meet it with more ease instead of beating ourselves down. We're beating ourselves down so much that it's even hard to meet it. Jesse offers, thank you for your lovely meditation tonight. I'm following your guidance lately and finding that focus on my abdomen allows me to become embodied quicker than focusing on the breath. I'm just wondering when find yourself using breath work. I didn't quite get the last part, Jesse. So I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself and tell me what was the question there.
Oh yes, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just wondering when you use do meditations where you focus more on your breath, and if that's for concentration or when you personally find yourself doing that.
Yeah. So when you say, actually, it's interesting. So I don't see a dichotomy between breath and the abdomen. So when I invite feeling the abdomen, it's feeling the breath in the abdomen versus, say, chest or nostrils or Anapanasat right here or the whole body breathing. There's so many different places.
Right.
Yeah. So
I guess I meant specifically the Anapanasat on the nose.
Yeah. So this tends to bring up more thoughts and more thinking when the attention is here. But when it's in the abdomen, it's more calming and settling and soothing. So and both can lead to states of concentration. But this tends to be a little harder. So if you're really trying to ground yourself, and especially these days with COVID and all the challenges, my invitation would be to be lower in the body, be embodied. And later when one is more experienced and a more experienced practitioner and really getting the way of, lay of the land, then can kind of like a harmonica, then you can go move up and down. How's that?
Yeah, that's great. So I guess you kind of end up focusing on a total body awareness. It's all sort of connected at a certain point.
It really depends on the particular practice. If I'm specifically teaching someone about deep states of concentration and jhanas, and it's specifically appropriate to focus here, it makes sense. But generally, I would suggest the abdomen. This might be part of a longer conversation. But so is that enough for now?
That's great for now. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I'm looking at the clock. I want to make sure we have time for practice meetings. And and Bill also says, I've also found that focusing on the stomach breathing has been helpful. Yes, it can be very, very calming and helpful. So let's go into practice meetings. I want to make sure we have some time at the end. So I'm going to create the rooms, dear ones. So the invitation for tonight is to hold yourself and each other with compassion, as if you were touching each other, holding yourselves and holding each other with care. And if you're new to this community, it's a lovely, lovely community, really kind community. So I hope you stay and just connect with various people from around the world, holding yourself and holding everybody else, human beings, just like you were suffering. We're suffering just like you were. We're not so different at all. So with that, I am going to create the rooms. Let's see. They are... When I say rooms, people start to hop off. So it gets a little... Okay, let's see here. All right, I need to recreate them. Let's do that again. Okay. All right, here we go. There we go. Okay. Time for practice and compassion for me as I'm trying to figure this out quickly as the numbers keep changing. Here we go. All right, opening all rooms. Ready? Here we go.